Let's move on to theological education, and Reverend Cesar Guzman has been involved in theological education in Chile, establishing a college and developing program. Cesar, what's at the focus in the theological education workshop, and what are the hot topics there, please?
Okay, thank you, Ani. Buenas tardes. ¿Ani habla español acá? Qué bien. So, pueden hacerme algunas preguntas en español, entonces. I was just asking if anyone here speaks Spanish. I'd love to answer some questions in Spanish. I feel much more comfortable in my first language.
Okay, Niazat, you have a challenge here.
The heat is on.
But thank you for the opportunity. Well, we are persuaded that theological education is the lifeline of the church, or as the workshop description puts it, the fate of the churches depends a great deal on the pastors, whose quality is strongly impacted by the way in which they are shaped. So we are asking ourselves the question of what shape should theological education have for the future of Anglicanism. This conference is about the future of Anglicanism, and theological education is at the center. By the way, the conveners of this group is an Englishman, Dr. Mike Ovey, a Kenyan, Reverend Tim Wambunya, and myself. Anyway, what we've been trying to say so far, and what's arisen from the discussion, is that we think that it's fundamental to develop a type of theological education that is, in the first place, not self-serving, and not self-serving to the each theological institution, but also not only self-serving for the Anglican Church. We don't want institutions that simply produce church officials, keepers of the system. We want theological institutions that produce people who are prepared to go out in the world and spread the gospel. So we want to put the gospel at the center of the theological education system. And I say that because we realize that, particularly in first world contexts, that's gone out the window. So, you know, this conference is also about putting the gospel back at the center. And when we're talking about gospel, we're not talking about just going out and helping people in need and helping people become better people. Yes, we do things like that. We must do things like that. And yes, the gospel makes you a better person. But we're talking about the uniqueness, the message about the uniqueness of Jesus. We're talking about the right order of relationships in the universe as we believe it. The gospel is that big. It's not a small thing just for Anglicans. And so the one of the hot topics has been, what is really Anglican theological education? And that is part of the wider dialogue we're having here, because at the end of the day, we're not really talking about whether this kind of Anglicanism is better than the other. We're really asking ourselves the question is, what is a truly Christian way of Anglicanism? And we want theological education to reflect that, to be first and foremost truly Christian. And yes, it will take the shape of Anglicanism and its tradition and its richness, and then according to the cultural expressions of where it is. But it's fundamentally gospel. It's fundamentally Christian, with Jesus Christ at the center. Part and parcel of this is again putting the Holy Scriptures back at the center. And one of the theological discussions we're having is, well, how do we understand the message of the Scriptures? And we're saying we understand it as we understand the unity of the Scriptures. The Bible is not a collection of diverse messages. Yes, its reach is diverse in its expression, but it's a unified message about God and us and our relationship with Him and with the rest of the world. And it has its focus in Jesus Christ. So a lot of the discussion has been about putting, again, the Bible at the center. One of the questions we have is that we realize the need of sharing resources, and we're hoping that GAFCON will facilitate the sharing of resources, some form of network of theological, conservative theological institutions, something along those lines. And the people present there, we want to further that kind of connection and networking.